When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To truly believe what someone tells us, we often rely on more than just their words. We look at their reputation and past behavior as evidence of their credibility. When that track record is shaky, suspicion grows, casting a heavier shadow of doubt over their claims. Arthur Lee Allen was an individual who had begun to show worrying behavior around the most innocent and defenseless in our society. At the same time, suspicion was building of his capability and culpability as a serial killer. He remained a focal point in the Zodiac case, with many convinced that the circumstantial evidence pointed directly to him. It was evidence that seemed tantalizingly close to solving the mystery, as if the puzzle pieces were almost falling into place. There was a huge amount of attention on this one man, yet there was still no direct evidence that he was the elusive Zodiac killer. While suspicion can stir imaginations, it isn't enough to secure a conviction. The principle of innocent until proven guilty stands firm. The truth must prevail over mere appearances. To catch the Zodiac killer meant to end this reign of terror and ensure justice for the victims of his horrendous crimes. The most important quest was to make sure it was the right man. On September 14th, 1972, the Zodiac investigation team secured a search warrant for the trailer home at Sunset Trailer Park in Santa Rosa, where Arthur Lee Allen now lived. When they arrived, Allen wasn't home. They began their search without him. It was a small trailer. They were looking for any items that could link to the Zodiac killings. Allen returned to his trailer while officers were still searching. He seemed surprised, but was compliant and willing to help. Forensic officers took Allen's handprints and fingerprints. He was also asked to provide samples of his handwriting. Allen was left-handed, but in school, he had been pushed to write with his right hand. This meant Allen was ambidextrous. He could write easily using either hand. To compare his writing in full, both samples were needed to be sure of an accurate comparison. The search of Allen's trailer did not unearth anything that linked him to the Zodiac murders. His fingerprints and handprints didn't match any prints on file that could have been the Zodiac. Handwriting experts declared there was no match between Allen's handwriting and the Zodiac letters. Hopes of building a case against him were fading fast. It would be another year before the people of California would hear from the Zodiac killer again. In 1973, his letters resumed. A final flurry of writing appeared across the first half of 1974, but their authenticity was in question. Episode 13 of our Zodiac series covers these letters in detail in case you missed it. The Zodiac Killer was slowing down. He was never heard from again. Months later, on September 27, 1974, Arthur Lee Allen found himself in handcuffs, but not for the Zodiac murders. As he was in his trailer home that Friday morning, he heard a loud knock at the door. Waiting for him were officers from the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office. Allen was placed under arrest and taken to the police station. He was told allegations of molestation of a young boy had been made against him a few days earlier. The boy, whose mother was a friend of Allen's, frequently visited his trailer at Sunset Trailer Park. The boy had confided to his mother the disturbing events that happened during these periods. Arthur Lee Allen pled guilty to the charges against him, and in March 1975, he was sent for treatment at Atascadero State Hospital. The maximum security facility sits between Los Angeles and San Francisco and houses patients who the court system has committed for psychiatric treatment. Plagued by violent incidents and troubled inmates, it was a hospital with a busy history since its opening in 1959. The hospital was intended for the treatment of mentally disordered sexual offenders. The idea was to restrict their movement and keep the public safe, while providing the treatment they needed to stop reoffending. It was not always a successful model. Arthur Lee Allen spent 2 years at the hospital. Investigators used this time to investigate any links Allen had to other unsolved crimes, but did not find anything that could indicate his involvement. During his time at the hospital, Allen underwent a polygraph test with examiners, specifically asking questions about the Zodiac Killer at the request of homicide investigators. Allen passed the test and did not provide anything incriminating. On August 31st, 1977, he was released from the state hospital. He would return to his parents' address back in Vallejo. It has been noted by several researchers the Zodiac Killer's silence came at a time when Arthur Lee Allen was arrested and then incarcerated within the confines of hospital walls. It is a fact that may be nothing more than a coincidence, but it is an intriguing fact nonetheless. While nothing more was heard from the Zodiac, the spotlight on Arthur Lee Allen continued.
This is the Vallejo man many investigators consider to be the notorious Zodiac Killer. His name is Arthur Lee Allen.
Are you the Zodiac Killer?
There would be nothing farther from my mind. No, I'm certainly, most certainly not the Zodiac Killer.
In 1986, St. Martin's Press released a new true crime book to the public, simply called Zodiac. It was the full story of the Zodiac Killer, researched and written by former San Francisco Chronicle cartoonist Robert Gray Smith. He had spent years researching the Zodiac case, following each avenue and lead, attempting to uncover the true story. During that journey, he found out about Arthur Lee Allen being investigated as a suspect and became determined to find out more. The book did not name Arthur Lee Allen as the prime suspect in the Zodiac case, Allen never having been arrested or charged in connection with the Zodiac crimes, was shielded by anonymity Grace Smith instead used the synonym, Robert Hall Starr. Grace Smith soon became known as the expert on the Zodiac case, with his book bringing the case back into the spotlight. After years of dead ends, the case had been falling further into the cold. Grace Smith's book reignited the fire and brought it back to the forefront of people's minds. The book has sparked debates among Zodiac researchers. Some argue that in a quest to spotlight Allen as the Zodiac, the author's use of a pseudonym allowed for a narrative that was at times embellished, and in places, truths stretched to fit. This, however, is not a belief held by everyone. In cases as complex and haunting as these, differing opinions and approaches come with the territory. Keep an eye out for a later episode, where we'll talk about the movie that was made from this book in 2007, and delve a little deeper into the controversy around it. Arthur Lee Allen had quietly navigated various jobs since his release, and was now working as a hardware store salesman when the book was released in 1986. As whispers and speculation grew, it didn't take long for the pieces to fall into place. Many knew in the years before his incarceration, he had been investigated about the Zodiac case. In time, Allen's identity as the prime suspect became an open secret. His name is forever linked to the most famous and intriguing unsolved serial killer case in America's history. Vallejo Police Detective George Bawert retired from the force in 1989. He had been working on the Zodiac case, and the department kept him on the call list should any new information come up. In 1990, it did. In October of that year, there had been an attempted robbery at a restaurant in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. A man had stormed through an unlocked door at the back of a restaurant, indicating he had a gun in the pocket of his jacket. He had taken the cash from the till and held the manager hostage as he tried to make his exit. Unknown to him, a police officer was sitting in his car not far from the doorway. The robber was Ralph Spinelli, an almost 50-year-old career criminal from Vallejo. Weeks later, on December 14th, Spinelli announced he wanted to talk with detectives involved in the Zodiac case. He told them he knew the real identity of the killer, and he was willing to reveal it to them, but only if they made a deal. George Bawert got the call that an informant was claiming to know who the Zodiac really was. George knew who Spinelli was. His history of criminal activity around Vallejo had meant the two had crossed paths before. In January 1991, George and Vallejo Police Department's captain, Roy Conway, met with Ralph Spinelli at Santa Clara County Jail. This meeting sparked off weeks of discussions, ultimatums, and promises, with Spinelli demanding the charges against him be dropped in exchange for his information on the Zodiac. It was not a deal the two detectives were interested in making. As January came to a close, Spinelli's public defender provided the information Spinelli had been withholding. Spinelli said he met an individual in the late 60s who told him he was going to travel to San Francisco and murder a cab driver. Following day, Paul Stein was murdered in the Presidio Heights area of San Francisco. Weeks later, the Zodiac announced he had killed Stein, sending a piece of his bloody shirt as proof of his involvement. The man Spinelli had spoken to, he had concluded, was the Zodiac killer. The man, Spinelli said, was Arthur Lee Allen. This information was the catalyst for a renewed examination of the Zodiac case, and the spotlight once again being focused on the same man. Allen made it clear he did not have time for Spinelli or trust the information he had provided.
I know who the guy was. I'd never said a word to him. I didn't like the punk. And I said, well, this guy must be on the hot seat for something. Oh, no, no, he just phoned down and volunteered this information. Well, I found out the next day from a different police officer that, yeah, he sure had. He was trying to plea bargain because he was facing 30-year rap on multiple armed robbery.
The early 1990s saw a lot of activity around serial killers spill out across America. In 1991, Jeffrey Dahmer was arrested for the murder of multiple young men. He pled guilty and was sentenced to 15 life sentences for the lives he so brutally took. In 1994, the I-95 killer murdered six men along Interstate 95. Gary Ray Bowles had a life that was littered with criminal activity. Following an alarming similar modus operandi to Dahmer, Bowles acted friendly and trustworthy to lure his victims before strangling and robbing them. November 1994 saw a nationwide manhunt for him before he was captured. He was executed by lethal injection in Florida in 2019. Psychologists at the FBI Behavioral Science Unit studied the behaviors of serial killers, and by the early 90s had profiles of what they would expect to see. Taking the personal items of their victims and keeping souvenirs of their kills can be a form of power for some killers. Souvenirs can provide killers a method to relive the crime and feel the same excitement they did when they carried out their brutal acts. It was a behavior psychologist advising the Zodiac team said could be at play with the Zodiac killer. Years after the crimes were committed, having such items well hidden in their home would not be unusual. The case of the Zodiac was lying unsolved, with the killer who carried out horrific violence still roaming the streets of California. No one knew if or when he would strike again. This new information from Ralph Spinelli was an opportunity to once again focus on the prime suspect for these murders. Spinelli's information, along with the possibility that the Zodiac may still have items from the crimes, was enough for a new search warrant for Allen's home in the basement of his parents' house. His mother had died in 1989, leaving him alone in the house, but he still preferred his basement room to elsewhere in the home. Hey friends, picture this. You're planning an epic international trip, and you can chat with locals in their language. How cool would that be? Or maybe you want to enjoy foreign true crime documentaries without the subtitles. Learning a new language can open so many doors, but let's be real. Traditional methods can be a drag. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Rosetta Stone, the most trusted language learning program out there. Rosetta Stone has been around for 30 years, helping millions of users master 25 languages, from Spanish and French to Korean and Arabic. The key to their success? Total immersion. Their intuitive methods let you pick up a language naturally, starting with words, then phrases, and finally full sentences. One feature I love is True Accent, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation, like having a personal trainer for your accent. And the convenience? Amazing. You can switch between your desktop and mobile app, and even download lessons for offline use. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Foul Play listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey there, friends. Life can be as complex as the cases we explore, and sometimes it's tough to carry the weight of it all by yourself. We all have those stressors that we just need to get off our chest. Therapy can be that safe place where you can let it all out and work through what's weighing you down. Therapy isn't just for major trauma. It's also about learning to set boundaries and developing positive coping skills. Personally, I've found therapy to be incredibly empowering. It helps me become the best version of myself. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, making it convenient and flexible to fit into your busy life. Just fill out a quick questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists, you can do so at any time without any extra charges. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/foul today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/foul, FOUL.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
On February 14th, 1991, Vallejo officers arrived at Allen's home and presented him with their search warrant. As the search was carried out, Arthur Lee Allen, just as he was in 1972, remained calm and cooperative. The search found several audio tapes of a sexual nature, notes detailing how to construct a bomb, and a cache of weaponry that included 4 pipe bombs, impact devices, safety fuses, revolvers, rifles, and shotguns. They also found a collection of fireworks, black powder, and bottles of potassium nitrate and sulfur. Officers removed typewriters, Allen's Zodiac Sea Wolf watch, and papers and clippings about the Zodiac case from his basement. Nothing provided them with any direct evidence in the case. During this time, the 2 surviving victims of the Zodiac were asked if they could identify this man who had attacked them. Brian Hartnell was reportedly asked to enter the hardware store in Vallejo, where Arthur Lee Allen worked, to see if he recognized his voice. However, he was unable to be sure. Michael Maggio had lived a quiet life away from the cameras since he survived the attack at Blue Rock Springs in 1969. He was eventually traced down and shown a series of photographs. One of those was Arthur Lee Allen. He did identify Allen as the man who attacked him and Darlene on that dark night. Although this was a contradiction to the description of the attacker he gave at the time of the attack. In the months after his home was searched, Arthur Lee Allen spoke in public for the first time, addressing the allegations made against him. In July 1991, he appeared on ABC's Primetime Live program and agreed to an interview with independent TV station KTVU. In October that year, he also appeared on A Current Affair to deny that he was the Zodiac Killer.
There was a whole lot of heat on the police to get this maniac, this lunatic. But the only way the heat will stop is if I die, that'll cure it for me, or if Zodiac himself confessed that. He took a lot of my tapes. They took samples of my handwriting. They screwed up a lot of my stuff here too, but that wasn't, they didn't take that. They took a couple of typewriters. there are a lot of people around who with all this bad publicity, are probably sure that I'm a Zodiac. People who know me, no problem. Thank God for our Constitution, because that says a person is innocent until proven guilty. I enjoy a good tussle, but hey, even odds. There were coincidences that tended to point towards me, and killing just for the pleasure of it, it's just totally foreign to me. They weren't able to get me for the simple reason that I've never killed anyone in my life and don't intend to. Well, he built this into something much, much grander, and remembered other conversations that we didn't have, and figured, well, I must be the Zodiac. There would be nothing farther from my mind. I couldn't murder anyone. It's difficult as hell, and it can be it can be terribly depressing. And if I deserved any of it, that would be something different, but I don't. Two types of liars in the world, fishermen and policemen, and not necessarily in that order. And their function is lying to you is to trip you up. They can't do it to me because I have nothing to trip over. I'm not the Zodiac Killer. I know that. I know that deep in my soul. I've never been known for good luck. And I guess this is pretty much living proof of it. I couldn't murder anyone.
On August 16th, 1992, the Vallejo Police Department was called to a house in the city. Once inside, they found a man lying dead on the floor of the basement room he appeared to be living in. Arthur Lee Allen had died of a heart attack at 58 years old. Officers removed some items from the basement after a successful search warrant request was granted. Analysis of his computer and a videotape labeled with the letter Z failed to find any evidence that linked Allen to the Zodiac killings.
I get a call at my home right here from a cop named Terry Barron and said, "Hey, George, you still looking at Arthur Lee Allen as a Zodiac?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, I'm in his living room." And I said, "What are you doing there?" He says, "He's on the floor dead." I insisted on a autopsy so we could have tissue so we could get DNA.
Investigators just obtained enough DNA for a partial profile from the saliva on a lick stamp on one of the many letters the Zodiac sent in the late 60s, taunting police and bragging about his crimes. Investigators have now compared it to DNA from Arthur Lee Allen.
Our lab generated a DNA profile from his brain tissue and compared it to the partial DNA profile that we generated from the stamp. And they did not match.
It's one of the all-time mysteries. This is right up there with Jack the Ripper.
I think that it cast serious doubt on whether or not Arthur Lee Allen was the Zodiac.
But we're looking very carefully at the possibility that there was more than one person in this case. That's a possibility.
Over two decades, Arthur Lee Allen remained a figure, shrouded in suspicion in the Zodiac case. Investigators executed three search warrants and carefully combed through his possessions. They unearthed several ominous items, but never any key piece of evidence that could definitely tie Allen to the murders. Allen's death in 1992 marked the end of active investigations in him, yet the shadow of doubt persists. Many still believe he was the elusive killer, the man behind one of the most chilling mysteries in criminal history. Arthur Lee Allen was the only named suspect by law enforcement, but through the years, there have been many other persons of interest. In a case this large, and with such interest from the general public and investigators alike, there have been many names that have fallen under the shadow of suspicion. As the focus shifts and new suspects emerge, each has their own intriguing story, waiting to be unraveled.
you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need BILL. BILL Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With BILL, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using BILL to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how BILL can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to BILL Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.